No wonder Facebook and Instagram are the best social media platforms of this millennial lingo generation. It's a world-known thing, but to ensure that we're on the same boat, to revise it once more. Facebook, as of the first quarter of 2019, has 2.38 billion monthly active users, whereas Instagram has 1 billion monthly active users as of now. So, the mouth of both social networking sites showcase the kind of exposure and growth they're witnessing. Well, coming back to the main topic in this blog, we're going to discuss about the Instagram and Facebook copyright issues. Hence, there are numerous copyright strikes take place on social media hubs these days, so, on Facebook and Instagram. One of the biggest reasons behind this is the lack of awareness people have towards copyright laws and procedures. Hence, it's high time, guys, we should get acquainted with each nitty-gritty about these copyright rules and regulations. First, understand the basics of Facebook copyright penalties and strikes. Well, whenever people come under the radar of any of these forms of copyright laws, then Facebook puts penalties on that specific account. Who is guilty regarding this subject? The range of punishments depends on the level of copyright offense done by a person. So, be very careful. Usually, two or three kinds of violation take place on Facebook, like image copy issues, trademark strikes, and various other forms of copy content rights. However, it doesn't mean you can't use any of the entities present online. Facebook is not that cruel. Facebook generally does light scrutinization when someone puts a copyright violation report. Although, it takes strict action only when any sort of authoritative official request is present in that report. Instant possible actions Facebook take this avis copyright violation, your content may get removed. Afterward, Facebook notifies you concerning this action and provide you a link, so, if you have any contrary thoughts and oppositions, then put facts and figures to disapprove this claim. Following all this, unless a midway solution will take place, either the condition becomes even worse that might force the parties to take the matter in the law of court. Continuous violation of copyright issues push Facebook to take a harsh step, like your account may get disabled, your freedom of media posting may get restricted, and many more. I am damn sure none of you want to find yourself in these troublesome situations. Right? As they said, precaution is better than cure. That's why it is hugely crucial to be aware of some of the best ways to avoid these copyright strikes. So, are you ready? Then, here we go. Read about copyright laws. Of course, I am not asking you to go through all the books of law. However, you should glance at the vital aspects of copyright-related ones, so you can see through in between the blur lines of the violation. These are some of the suggestions regarding copyright laws. You should either create your own content or purchase the copyrights of others. Look for shoutouts or seek permission from the original creators and convince them explicitly. Prefer using Facebook's default sharing option rather than downloading the post and then uploading it through your account. All this can push you under the bar of copyright violation. If in any case, you want to use a content created by another person, so must check whether it's copyright prohibited or not. While making use of content that's not yours, make sure you're using it as a quintessential example of fair use. In a situation when you are perplexed about the copyright of specific content, be it a blog, an image, a video, or anything, be vigilant in respect to all the possible issues. You should know that fair use is a legal term, so you cannot make use of any online commodities on the name of it. Thus, don't predict the possibility of content as fair use. Gather information about Instagram and Facebook copyright laws. Various social media platforms consist of discrete copyright rules and regulations. That's why, with learning the basics of copyright laws, you should also distinctly look after the protocols of different social media sites. So, in the case of Instagram and Facebook, you have to learn in depth about their rules and processes regarding this topic. You can visit the below mentioned pages to comprehend about their copyright protocols in and out. Prevent posting content which you don't create. Here is one of the prime things that come under a copyright lawsuit: never post content that's not yours. It doesn't matter whether it is an image, video, blog, song, or anything. If it is not your own creation, then don't think about it. As we all know, Copyright doesn't come with some procedures and all. It wholly comes when you develop and create something solely by putting your ideas and thoughts. That can also become a barrier in your way. For instance, when sometimes you want to run a sort of contest for which you want people to edit your created image as per their creativity skills and all. So, for simplifying this situation, you have to take care of two significant things. Firstly, you should only use an image created by yourself. Secondly, you have to look for the precise form of document that provides you the right to reproduce submissions. Evade sharing music composed by others. You may get surprised by the fact that music is one of the most influential forms of media that often become a matter of copyright battle. Audio is a specific form of media to understand. That's why think thrice before reusing music beats and audio formats of other people. We can use the content of others as per the norms of fair use. However, accounts had been banned by Facebook regarding cover songs, the best example for fair use. So, be vigilant. Never know when someone put music copyright offense on you and Facebook end up disabling your account. How to post copyrighted music on Instagram? This question may get pop up in your mind after going through the above paragraph. Isn't it? So, here are some simple things you should follow for bypassing music-related copyright issues on Instagram and Facebook. Must give credit to the foremost composer while making use of their music. Appeal creators this avist sharing their music. Make changes in music beat, so it won't sound precisely the same. Make use of free music for your videos. Provide attribution at least. You can say that providing attribution while making use of others' content is a small endeavor to get rid of copyright issues. Well, don't assume that giving attribution can always save you. Note, however, in the case of aspiring artists who perhaps don't have time as well as money to get involved in these legal matters can likely allow you to use their content if you provide credit to them while making use of their content. However, it is not that simple all the time. It only works when both parties believe in the same things. Make use of right social media automation tools. It is a fact that these days, the use of social media automation tools has become prominent. There are various benefits that step in with the use of automation tools. However, you can face some drawbacks, if not make use of well-programmed automation software. As we all know, with social media automation, we can automate likes, comments, scheduling of posts, and many more in no time. But, the overuse of these aspects can make our social media presence look robotic and inauthentic that directly affects engagement rates, the key to get exposure online. Also, the use of simple automation tools can make you violate the laws of social media hubs like Facebook and Instagram. Various laws can violate, if not make use of the right automation tool. Hence, we're going to recommend you one of the best social media automation tools of this era, Sasinator. Sasinator is an all-in-one social media tool that can perform automation functions for Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, Reddit, Quora, Google+, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Pinterest. Below mentioned are some of the remarkable features which Sasinator can bring to your table. Advanced publishing. Sasinator lets you schedule and auto-publish your posts on multiple social media networks simultaneously, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, etc. Instagram automation features. By using Sasinator, you can auto-follow, follow back, auto-like, auto-comment, auto-repost, auto-messages, live chat, and many more on Instagram. Facebook automation features. Sasinator let you auto-friend requests, auto-accept friends, auto-like, auto-comment, auto-join groups, auto-unjoin, live chat, and many more on Facebook. Be watchful with live streaming of videos. Recording live events can prove to be hazardous when it comes to copyright issues. There have been various cases when Facebook and Instagram disabled the account of people who live stream videos of some events and ceremonies. Look for free common use sites. There are various free sites accessible nowadays online where you can find content without facing any hoo-ha about copyright strikes. Learn creation of appeal forms. It's a gospel truth that once in a while something will remove from your account on the grounds of copyright. Although, you can make it look like an incorrect removal by drafting handy appeal forms. So, must learn the creation of these forms, and who knows, Facebook will undo its decision of removing content from your account. Don't make offended comments. It happens many times that people for getting rid of their copyright issues make offensive comments. Don't be rude, as this can seem to you later like I have dug my own grave. These are the top 10 suggestions by following which you can bypass Instagram and Facebook copyright issues in a much better way. So, must follow them, as copyright issues don't come by ringing at the door. They are like unwelcome guests that can arrive anytime no matter how hard you avoid them. Have any more advice concerning this topic? So, please comment in the section below.